The Baseline Brief for Wednesday, August 26, 2026. This episode draws only from 6 published checks. Check 1. President Donald Trump said, "The United Nations top climate committee just admitted that its own projections were wrong. Wrong. The published verdict is misleading. A routine update narrowed the range of emission scenarios, retiring an old worst-case path partly because the world shifted off coal toward renewables. It does not mean climate science was wrong, and researchers stress warming remains a serious, worsening problem." Check 2. President Donald Trump said, "Among Somalis in Minnesota, 92% of them don't work." The published verdict is false. Census data show the opposite scale. About 72% of Minnesota Somalis are in the labor force, so roughly 28% are not working, a lower non-working rate than Minnesotans overall. The 92% figure appears to confuse receiving any public assistance with not working. Check 3. Senator Chris Murphy said, "There's not a single example in the entirety of American history of an air campaign alone resulting in positive regime change." The published verdict is mostly true. Most military historians agree. Air power alone has rarely, if ever, produced lasting, positive regime change without ground forces or the credible threat of them. A few cases, Libya 2011, the Balkans, are debated, but each involved ground forces or fell short of Murphy's bar. Check 4. Senator Bernie Sanders said, "As a result of the Big Beautiful Bill, 15 million Americans have been thrown off the healthcare that they need." The published verdict is misleading. The figure describes coverage losses projected over the next decade, not people already dropped. CBO estimated the 2025 law would add about 10 million to the uninsured by 2034, plus roughly 4 million from expiring ACA tax credits. So far, ACA enrollment is down only about 1 million. Check 5. The published record said, "The United States is the only wealthy country with no national paid family leave." The published verdict is true. Among the 38 OECD member countries, the U.S. is the only one with no national paid maternity or parental leave program. 13 states and D.C. run their own programs, but there is no federal guarantee. Check 6. President Donald Trump said, "We are right now producing more oil than Saudi Arabia and Russia combined." The published verdict is mostly true. True if you count all petroleum liquids. The U.S. produces more total liquids than Saudi Arabia and Russia combined. For crude oil alone, the U.S. leads each country, but not their combined total. We do not ask you to trust us. We ask you to check us. Keep your baseline steady.